turns into April, we have four bright planets to watch. In the morning sky, Venus is low in the east-southeast during the twilight. On March 26th, you'll see a waning crescent moon approaching Venus, and on the 27th, a thinner moon and Venus will be paired, as they so often are. If you're up in the pre-dawn hour, do take a look if you can. It's always very pretty. In the evening, Mars is getting brighter and rising earlier every night, in the east, of course. Depending on your surroundings, it should be high enough to see within an hour after twilight fades. Earth is just about to catch up to Mars in the race around the sun, and that's what's driving these earlier risings every day. There's a bright star below Mars, and that is Spica in Virgo. Mars is now in retrograde, which means it's moving westward against the background of stars. That path brings Mars nearer to Spica until March 25th, when the star and planet are closest. After the 25th, Mars will be drifting farther away from Spica. Saturn follows Mars into the evening sky, and it's also coming up earlier every night. As a reference point, on April 1st, it rises 3 hours after sunset. If you look in the early morning, Saturn will be well up in the south or southwest, and it's the next bright object to the east of Mars and Spica. But still, nothing is as bright as Jupiter. It comes out high in the west after sunset, right in the middle of the Gemini twins. Jupiter is really interesting to planetary astronomers, and one reason is its moons, especially the four discovered by Galileo. When he found them back in either 1609 or 1610, it was thought that all celestial bodies revolved around the Earth. But when Galileo observed them from night to night and saw how they moved, he had to conclude that they were orbiting Jupiter. Well, that meant the Earth could not be the center of the universe or even the solar system, and this was a big blow to the thinking of the time. In our time, too, it's possible that one of the Galilean moons will strike down another idea about how Earth is unique. It's just been announced that NASA is hoping to launch a mission to Europa in the 2020s sometime. Europa is intriguing because it's covered with ice, and data from previous flybys strongly suggest that there's an ocean underneath the ice. It's not known how thick the ice is, but it's estimated that a liquid ocean below it would be about 60 miles deep, which is huge. For comparison, the deepest point in our ocean is the Marianas Trench in the Western Pacific, which is not quite 7 miles deep. If the mission to Europa happens, it'll try to confirm the ocean's existence by looking for the effects of tidal forces. If there's lots of liquid water under the ice, then the tidal forces from Jupiter's tremendous gravity should stretch Europa's surface and produce a tidal bulge of about 100 feet. But if all the water is frozen, though, the bulge would be only 3 feet. Now, the most exciting part, and this could rob Earth of another claim to uniqueness, is that where there's water, there just might be some form of life. That's all for now, and happy star watching.